everybody. Happy coffee break. What day is today? Today is March the 23rd. Is that correct?
23rd.
March 23rd. And this is our daily coffee break. Welcome.
And I was just given a bill that came in the mail.
We're legally allowed to shred those right now.
Yes, currently allowed to shred them.
You just got to remember what you shredded.
Don't worry.
If it's important. Yeah, exactly. They'll send another.
Nice to see you, Ron.
Good to see you.
Hey.
Hello.
Good to be here.
This is your first time joining us for a coffee break, I believe, is it?
It is. It is.
It's mine too.
Oh, yes, technically it is. We've done other Zoom meetings together. But... Hi, NICAD.
Hello.
Hi, Henry.
Boop. Wait. There we go.
Yay,
there he is.
Hello.
Welcome to the coffee break, guys. Our world demands that we just take a break once a day, at the very least.
I like that.
Exactly.
And just forget about everything else that's going on and just say, that's a right good cup of joe.
Forget about what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Or a bottle of water, depending on who you are.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Cooler.
If it's a scotch, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
There you go.
That's right. Adventurous.
I, of course, am sitting at my office, so no scotch for Robbie.
Yeah. I have the day off today, which is lovely.
Nice.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. So how has everything been affecting you? I mean, you're a personal support worker, so you care for elderly and people who can't leave their homes normally, let alone at this time.
Exactly. So pretty much the biggest change to my day is that now when I arrive at their house, I call them from my car to do a screener and make sure that they're doing okay and that they don't have any signs or symptoms so that I know I'm safe to enter. And then once I'm in their home and I'm actually doing my duties, social distancing is kind of out the window.
Nah.
But then I resume social distancing as soon as I leave the house.
Yeah. Well, they don't leave the house in general, right?
They don't leave their house. So their risk points is actually us. So as PSWs, we have to be sure that we are following all the rules so that we are not, you know, acquiring anything that we could be bringing to them because they are the vulnerable sector.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So
I just noticed I've got Mozart playing here in the background. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
How classy.
I love this is awesome.
I have like CTV playing downstairs in the background.
Oh, okay.
On my days off, I've been glued. So I just listened to Justin Trudeau.
This is how I cope. Is like, what is this? Mozart piano music sonata in D major.
It's beautiful.
I like it.
I get to look out the window.
At the snow.
All this morning beautiful. With the snow.
I'm here too. Hi guys.
I feel like I just heard a foghorn.
Hey. Yeah.
Hi Solbu. Hi Doug. Nice to see you, gents.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Interesting question, well. Sarah.
Sasha.
Sasha has a really nice curtain behind her.
Oh yeah, super! I have a super classy environment right here. This, I'll tell you, is the least chaotic that I could give you. I should probably do a tour of how crazy the house is right now, but I'm not going to.
That's a crib tour.
Yeah, maybe next time. Maybe next coffee break. Yeah.
So
my life has consisted of packing. You can see the studio there. I wish, because I'm not there, I can't tilt the camera down, but I actually mopped all of our mats, Sasha. So, you know, the nice cushy mats that we stand on?
That I stand on the edge of?
Yeah, I marked them because they've been getting dirty over the winter.
Right, mine's probably crystal clear and already clean because I literally perch on the very edge of my mat.
Oh.
Well, and you wear your indoor slippy slips.
Yes. Yeah. My comfy indoor slippers, which I've recently washed. They're comfortable and clean.
Nice.
I got another shelf loaded up with boxes, and I think we're close to done. I'm sore today, though. And I'm like...
Do you have a truck?
A truck? Yeah. The truck is booked for the move. I called them on Friday just to make sure that everything was still a go. And they said that they're like a critical service. So they will be operating.
Oh, nice. Hmm. Okay. Good, good. It's interesting the things that are critical services and what aren't.
In my country, Norway, there's some grumbling because garbage collection is. We are now discovering that garbage collection is not an essential service.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy!
they are collecting the garbage, but they are not considered an essential service. So. Essential services that are not essential.
They cut that off in Toronto too about a week ago.
That was really?
One of the first things I heard was that Toronto waste collection was stopped.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No garbage collection in Toronto?
Wow. Yeah, that's what I heard on the radio.
Wow.
So
that'd be a mess.
They had a big
literally.
Speech. Yeah. Yeah. They had a big speech on the radio, like a guy high up in the government or whatever, telling what was going to change. And so
right. That was
things.
I'm in New York City. We still have garbage collection here.
Yeah. Where are you, Doug?
Rochester, New York.
Rochester. Wow. New York, New York.
How far is that from you, Bill?
That's 300 miles from me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm in New Paltz.
Okay.
I know it's 300 miles because when I've done training for my job, I go to Rochester. So it's almost door to door, 300 miles to the training center.
Yeah, I work at Walmart. We're considered essential service.
Yeah.
Right.
How's that been, man? Are they treating you well?
We've been making money hand over fist. We will never see these numbers again.
Oh wow.
No. Yeah, it's any store I've seen, you know, any grocery store, Walmart, Costco. Yeah, they're making some money.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're now. But what's going to happen on the flip side of this?
That's what I'm thinking. It's like everybody's going to have toilet paper for the next year.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But all the food they bought is going to go spoiled. So they're going to have to go buy more food.
Yes. Food. Yes.
However, you say that, but I know because my wife is plant-based and doesn't eat any meat or anything. So I haven't been able to buy her canned beans. Like all of the canned stuff.
Right. The canned stuff is gone. It's cleared right off the shelves.
So if that's the case, then we're just going to have hoarding of canned goods and then a mass collection by the food bank, maybe.
Which would be good, actually. Yeah.
Well, Robbie, it took me over a week to get chicken.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what, Bill? So after you said that, I went to the grocery store that day, and they had very, very few whole chickens and a sign up that said that there's a shortage, so you're limited to one. So I did buy one whole chicken, and I cut it up myself into quarters. And so that's in my freezer now. So I've got a good couple weeks' worth of chicken from that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My wife cooked a turkey last night.
Oh, nice.
So we have, I think we're going to be eating turkey for the next week for lunch and dinner.
Nice.
Never.
I've got a turkey, too. That's probably going to be ready tomorrow.
It was 99 cents a pound, she said. So
wow.
It was a good-sized turkey.
I looked in my pantry today and I was like, I have a 10-pound bag of dried chickpeas. And I'm like, well, we won't starve, but we could be just eating hummus sandwiches at some point.
That's another thing we haven't been able to find is chickpea. There's no chickpeas, even dry.
I have a ton I have a ton of dried chickpeas, so if you do run out, let me know.
I will trade you chickpeas for something else. Yeah. Nice. We'll start the bartering right
bartering.
Now.
Exactly. Oh, goodness.
So what does this do for your moving plan?
In Finland, there's a military surplus store, and they started to show prices in toilet paper rolls.
Okay. Ah, pretty good.
This is estimated 100 rolls of toilet paper.
Wow,
awesome.
I heard that there's a restaurant somewhere in Ontario that they had to close down except for delivery, and now with every delivery, they're giving you a free roll of toilet paper.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I should make one of the Kickstarter perks, like a pack of toilet paper.
Do you have one?
It'll just
get toilet paper first.
We'll make sure to deliver it before September.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the day when the Prime Minister announced the shutdown of Norway, I knew that something was going to happen. So I went to the city and I bought a pack of toilet paper with 18 rolls in one pack. And based on my current on how much I use, I have two of these packs. I have one that I just opened. I have toilet paper for the next year because I'm alone. So
he's got no food, so he's gonna have no weight.
Exactly. <There you go.
laughs> Yeah. I can send have you.
Yeah, I went there.
There you go.
Just a question, but 6 months ago, did you ever think that we'd be having a Zoom meeting about toilet paper?
No.
Not this quickly, no.
Not this quickly.
It's amazing how we resort to our primitive selves.
I will say that I heard on the news that the environmental impact of this, like the actual pollution over like China and Italy, has dropped so incredibly that people's asthma is going to help clear up, which is actually going to keep them from getting sick, which is nice.
Yeah, Chinese capital has had a week of blue sky that has they can't remember the last time.
Oh my gosh.
Clear sky.
Yeah. So maybe there'll be a takeaway from this later when everything heals up and clears up that we don't actually need to be doing as much travel. We could do a lot more Zoom.
A lot more Zoom for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that when this thing is done on way, this pollution in Beijing and other big cities are going to come back to normal, because the pollution in China is coal power plants and dirty factories, and as soon as they start up again, the pollution is going to come back.
Right.
Yay.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's gonna be even worse though, because like everyone's gonna try to be catching up with their workloads, and now everyone's gonna be working overtime. It's just like oof.
Oh yeah.
Interesting theory I heard is that this I saw a speech a preacher. And he is thinking that this is he thinks that this is most likely a trial run of when the 7 year tribulation is starting, to see how things are going. And parallel to this, I just read an article. There is an organization within the UN that is planning to announce sometime this year that they are going to have a microchip that is going to have to be either in the right hand or in your forehead to indicate whether or not you have been vaccinated against this virus. So
well, we know where that's going, don't we?
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Huh.
No. Okay, so on that note, let's change the topic to everything else.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, the move is going to take place this weekend, correct, Robbie?
What's that, Bill?
The move is going to take place.
Yes, the studio moves on Saturday. Yeah. Yeah.
That is good.
It's exciting.
Yeah. How many hands do I have that are physically going to be there? I know I'll be there. Sasha, how are you guys doing? You guys are you game?
Yes, unless I find out from work that I'm not allowed, because so far at work I have to sign at the beginning of my shift that I've limited my contact.
Yeah.
And right now it's been limited to 20 people or less, but I've heard tell that it's going to drop down so that I can't be in gatherings of 5 people or less.
Oh, wow.
So if that's the case, I wouldn't wish upon you less than 5 people, but if there were more than 5 people, then I couldn't be one of them.
Mm-hmm. In Germany yesterday, they banned a gathering of more than 2 people.
That's right. Same in Quebec.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Quebec
can't be 2 or more people.
2 people.
The only exception is your immediate family and the people mm-hmm. that you live, living with. So.
Yeah, I was wondering which one of the, my family was going to kick out.
Draw straws.
There you go.
Well,
whoever likes pineapple on their pizza.
Oof.
Time to determine who to eat.
Sasha.
Dara's already isolated, so we're good. Yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, Sasha.
I hope that you have like Netflix. Yes?
Are you still moving to Nova Scotia?
I'm moving to Newfoundland. As soon as possible. However, we were just talking about it, and hopefully, because they're talking about closing the provincial borders, so hopefully we can get there before that happens.
Right, right.
But everything changes daily. And if they are doing a mandatory self-isolation in entry of every province, then can we drive through them and get gas and or use the washroom? I mean, right. We could pack food enough to last the drive, but we would have to stop for gas and the loo, and we could sleep in the cars, but I don't know the answer to anything.
Everything's so up in the air, right?
Yeah. So I tried calling you, Hall. They're closed. So I don't know. I might be here forever, or I might be gone tomorrow.
This won't be forever.
No,
it won't.
It won't be. But it's likely to be here for the next 14 days.
Yeah.
So in that note, Robbie, I'll probably be there for the move.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, that was the question.
That'd be great. Yeah, otherwise it's just my 2 hands, I think, at this point.
But okay, well, that's less than 5. That's good.
There you go.
So when you figure out what you're doing, Sasha, whenever you figure out what you're doing, because I know things have been up in the air for you over the past couple of weeks too, I'll lend a hand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a plan.
Use my dolly cart.
I can use your dolly? Is that what you said?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, is that what you said? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know when our date will be, but we'll be available to help you with yours. Both Dave and I, as long as we don't bump you over 5.
Yeah. At this point, I'm thinking that just brings us to 3.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Then we're still good. Yeah. Henry, where are you at? What are you doing?
I'm off work for the rest of the week now, so technically I could help out.
Yeah, yeah.
Technically.
Saying, like, if this is going to be a lot of people.
Legally, I could assist.
Yeah. It can also just be moral support on Zoom. So, just kidding. No, I'm around if you guys
put that over there. Put that box over there.
Yeah, be like, you're doing a good job, guys. Keep it up. Keep it up.
This reminds me of an old gag in a comedy trio here in Norway. There's this one. different characters being interviewed as a different person each time, and in the one instance he replied, "Did you ask me a question? Yes. Have I answered it? No."
Yep. Oh, I tried to order a tripod, Robbie, like the link that you gave me.
I can tell it didn't arrive yet.
Have you tried ordering anything from Amazon recently?
A lot of stuff, actually. Yeah.
My date is if I order it. So I didn't order it because everything's so up in the air about what's going on. But it said the arrival date would be April the 20th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They don't see it as
well.
I've ordered food stuff. I've ordered a lot of food stuffs off of Amazon and it arrives in 2 days.
Yes, because they're triaging. So,
there's something going on that there's everyone's order is saying something like April 21st, but still they got it like in 3 days.
That's what happened to us too. Yeah.
Side note, April 21st is my birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. Just a fun side note. It's a Tuesday.
Something tells me you're not going to hold a big party this year.
No, maybe a Zoom. Maybe a Zoom,
Zoom
party.
A Zoom party.
Ain't no party like a Zoom party.
That's right.
That's how it's going to be. Yeah. Wow.
Well, what can you do?
Amazing how quickly things change.
Yeah.
We have 7 days from today left to our Kickstarter, guys. So, you know, let people know, maybe challenge the community to match your own contributions. And let's see how far we can go. There's a couple extra perks there, too, that I threw in for good measure.
Did you throw in toilet paper?
Yeah. I'm thinking that might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have a new one, 6,000 and two packs of toilet paper.
There you go.
Maybe I should call my wife and just have her set aside one roll.
Yeah.
We actually, when we got married, we got one roll of toilet paper as a wedding gift from one of our guests. It took like 3 years until we realized that they had written actually messages on the toilet paper. We rolled all of it open. There were all these funny things because they expected us to use it. We had just put it on a shelf. And
It went to a lot of work.
Yeah, we still have it. It's like for emergency.
Emergencies soon to come, I imagine.
Oh, that's funny.
Anybody have anything exciting going on today?
I'm trying to launch. I'm going to. I have a new. I am the upstream maintainer of eDoll, a terminal gallery generator. You have a folder of pictures, and you just run a command, and it generates HTML pictures. It's an old project that I started maintaining this year. I'm going to try and use that to do a similar thing for video files. To generate HTML5 files to host local streaming something.
You're using the time to get some projects done. That's good. Mm-hmm. I still have to work my normal shift, but also getting ready for the move at the same time. So my life is pretty much between those two things and trying to spend time with my wife and kids too. So.
Mm. Yeah. Well, mostly I've just been working. My day off today, this is my plan. Cooking food and doing this, this coffee break. That's my highlight.
There you go.
I got my dishwasher working again today.
Well, that's good, Ron.
Hey.
That was my project for the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing yet this afternoon. Probably
fix the dishwasher.
A load of dishes.
Again.
We only have to accomplish one thing per day now, Ron.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we're downsizing.
you just got to space. You got to pace yourself, right?
Right.
You want to achieve that's everything it. In one that's day. It. Yeah.
Does a shower count as one thing?
Yes.
All you have to do is get up and take a shower and you're done.
It depends. Wow. How long has it been?
Well, I got up and made the bed, so yeah, that's one thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really just think getting up is one thing.
Yeah, getting up is one thing. Wow.
That reminds me of a joke I read 2 years ago. There was this guy, he was praying. As it was telling God that, oh dear God, I haven't done anything wrong today. I have not sinned. I have not yelled at my wife. But soon I'm going to wake up, and I need you to help me.
Nice.
Who is that? It's not me. Okay.
Not me.
Was it me?
Best game to play. No, not me.
So as you can tell, the phone is not ringing off the hook today.
No, of course not.
I think a lot of our customers have closed down. I'm doing a remote installation today because I'm not doing on-site visits. So I'm going to be setting
right.
up access for a customer, and I've got a okay. meeting. Got a meeting this afternoon, again, over the phone. So.
Yeah. I'm always shocked if I've been trying to call people, and I'm shocked when they're actually open as a, you know, like that's the
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
It might be like a skeleton staff scenario.
Yeah.
That was the last day I went into New York City. I called one customer on the off chance that she would be there. And it turns out she was there and the receptionist was there and no one else. So
yeah.
I did some work. That was Friday before last. That was the last time I was in the city.
Yeah, here I've only got three people in. One of them is on a call right now at a place where there's only one other person. And then so it's just two of us in the office today.
So do you guys do...
I might have mentioned this before, but I saw a video that Louis Rossmann did a few days ago. On his bike. I don't remember if he was going to his job or going from his work, but he was doing had a camera mounted on his bike and riding through the city.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
he was passed completely within two empty. Blocks of my office.
Oh my god!
I can't even get away from work.
Wow.
Do you guys want to see how much packing I've done at my place?
Yes.
I wonder whether or not my phone will... Okay, hold on. I'll take you for a walk. Hold on. Go downstairs. Please hold. I don't know how to switch this camera view around, so let's see if I can... Hold on. I'll just do it like this. I don't know what... This is the main... Wait, hold on. Can you see goodness. All those boxes?
So many boxes. Right.
She's got you beat, Robbie.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole house.
Yeah.
You're moving?
That's what 2,515 pounds in boxes looks like.
So, Sasha.
I've been weighing them.
Because, because most of the people that are watching don't really know what's going on in your world, should we talk a little bit briefly about that?
Sure. Yeah, we can. I'm moving to Newfoundland. And that is to be close to Dave's dad, Keith. So we're going to live there. I wish we were already there in light of what's going on. So originally the plan was to move, summer or fall, but we're amping it up and kind of leaving as soon as possible, which looked like maybe originally July, and then it got moved to April, and now it's like tomorrow if we can, but tomorrow's not really an option.
Is this all because of the COVID-19 thing? Like, this is what's
It's like a culmination of many things. Yeah. So because I have work there, and because of the way things have been going economy-wise here in Ontario, Dave got laid off here. So if we're going to be self-isolated, we might as well be self-isolated instead of in an apartment we're paying for in a house that we could actually be doing some repairs on and, you know, in a, mm-hmm. in a community, in an area we, you know.
Good call.
Yeah. That's the plan.
I saw the town you're moving to. You're self-isolated just by being there.
Huh? Exactly.
There you go.
Very true. Very true. But I was reading some very sobering statistics because in Newfoundland, the population is aging. If COVID gets there, they risk losing the majority of their population. So that's why they're being very stringent on who's allowed past the borders at this point. So we don't know at what point we'll be able to go. Hmm. We're clear, and they'll check our temperature, and we'll self-isolate, and we'll do all of the things we need to do, but I respect their strong rules right now, although they're not really working to make my move any easier.
Yeah.
At least you get the rules to yourself.
In light of that, I should just let folks know that are wondering. So, Sasha, you've got a headset on now.
Yes.
You talked about ordering a tripod for your phone.
Yes.
Which is kind of like what I have here. And I'll make sure that you have one regardless. So if it comes down to it, just take the one I'm using right now.
And then I'll order the other one for you. It'll be there April 20th.
Whatever. Fact is we're going to, I will certainly be making every effort to be able to include Sasha in the show, even though this has kind of moved. It's forcing her to go and care for her father-in-law. So you're going to have the technology that you need, I think, to be able to, you've got the headsets, you've got good sound, you've got a good camera near your phone, and we're going to make the most of it, make it work.
Exactly. I will still be a part of the crew. I'll just be a far, far away part.
Studio F.
Exactly.
We'll make it work.
So, yeah, I know we will. It's going to be good.
And now to our correspondent in Newfoundland.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's a different time zone, so wait until I do those calculations.
Oh, it's going to be a half hour lead every time.
Well, luckily, I think I'll be a half hour early because it's east, right?
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So I'll never be late.
There you go.
Good, good. Any questions, guys, or
questions, comments, thoughts, concerns?
The way 5-minute warning.
Yeah.
What? That was fast.
Just about out of time for today's coffee break. We're gonna do this every day. So be here if you can.
Yeah.
I hope it's a bit of a respite from kind of the world media right now.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, yeah.
You know, something that we can do.
I won't see you again until Sunday. I got to work the rest of the week.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I'll be around Saturday for the move.
Was that Ron or Doug that said that?
Doug.
Oh, okay, Doug. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you could be here today.
I enjoyed it. This was fun.
So if this should be the respite, then maybe we shouldn't spend it talking about the COVID for half an hour.
Exactly.
And now a break from the news. Let's talk about COVID ourselves.
Yay.
Let's talk about the news.
Yeah.
We'll find our footing, and this can be just a chance for us to be able just to talk about anything else. Anything else.
Like, see, what did you have for lunch today? Yeah.
Dude.
I was doing online training, so this woke me up.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's been great having you all here for our coffee break today. Don't forget our Kickstarter is going on for another week, and it's cat5.tv/kick to participate in that. There's some great perks, and it's a great way to support the show. And, of course, this, our coffee break, will happen at noon Toronto time every day for the foreseeable future. So I hope you can join us. Take care, everybody.
Take care.
Nice. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.